Welcome back to another episode. I'm Kalis Arite, and today I'm going to be reading from The Daily Stoic, written by Ryan Holiday and Stephen Hanselman. This is a book where every day has a different reading, and today's reading on January 8th is called Seeing Our Addictions. We must give up many things to which we are addicted, considering them to be good. Otherwise, courage will vanish, which should continually test itself. Greatness of soul will be lost, which can't stand out unless it disdains as petty what the mob regards as most desirable. That was from Seneca in the Moral Letters. What we consider to be harmless indulgences can easily become full-blown addictions. We start with coffee in the morning, and soon enough we can't start the day without it. We check our email because it's part of our job, and soon enough we feel the phantom buzz of the phone in our pocket every few seconds. Soon enough, these harmless habits are running our lives. The little compulsions and drives we have not only chip away at our freedom and sovereignty, they cloud our clarity. We think we're in control, but are we really? As one addict put it, addiction is when we've lost the freedom to abstain. Let us reclaim that freedom. What that addiction is for you can vary. Soda, drugs, complaining, gossip, the internet, biting your nails. But you must reclaim the ability to abstain, because within it is your clarity and self-control. Go ahead and ponder on that and join me for the next segment here. I'm going to be talking about being a man, sexuality, and society. Who are you? Take a moment and think about that. Many of us answer that question with what our hobbies are. If we have children, if we're in a relationship, the careers we've chosen, how much money we make, if we're rich or poor, if we've made good choices or bad choices. We attach who we are to things that are on the outside of us. We need to stop that. You need to stop that today. Who you are has nothing to do with anything on the outside. You and I are children of God. We were created with a purpose. Of all of God's creations, we are the only creation that has the capability to think and act on correct principles, to repent and change when necessary, to stand up and rise up and be better today than we were yesterday. I am here to call all within the sound of my voice to remember that you are a child of God. And as a son of God, he loves you. He cares about you. He knows you. For you are his offspring. He will protect you. He will guide you. He will lead you in the right direction. He will help you find your purpose on earth. But you must do your part. And that part is to act upon the correct principles that you know, to gain more correct principles, truth, and understanding, and to treat people as you would be treated. If the whole world saw each other as children of God, much of the sins that plague our world would be gone. We would not be murdering people. We would not be stealing from people. We would not be lusting after other men's wives or women at all. We would not be indulging in same-sex marriages. We would not be, little children would not be getting hurt. Our choices lead to freedom or not. Our choices today affect our future tomorrow. One of the things that I have come upon that I believe is true from Marcus Aurelius and the Stoic philosophy is, as men, we often operate on that we have until we have forever to make changes. It is very common among men, no matter what society we live in, to feel like we have forever to make that change. that we don't have to change today or repent or become better today because we have tomorrow. Well, I am here to tell you that no one is guaranteed tomorrow, which means by the end of your day today, one of us could die. One of our loved ones could pass away. That friend that you've been meaning to call back could die. The forgiveness you've been meaning to give, it could be too late. We must rise up as men, realizing that we are imperfect, and that is okay. We must admit our faults, we must become better, and we must, as a society, stop allowing people to do the wrong things and to justify it and to say it's okay. My hopes and all who listen to this is that I can inspire you to come unto Christ more fully in your life. I can inspire you to act upon correct principles, to govern yourself correctly, to become better than you were yesterday. Today, take a minute and think about who you truly are as a child of God, as a son of the divine Father in heaven, that he created you with a purpose. That purpose is not to be drunk every night. That purpose is not to lust after everything that fleets before your eyes. That purpose is not engage in pornography at night or at work. That purpose is not to watch the latest episode on HBO and Showtime. That purpose is to become men as he would here on the earth, to do as he would. So I challenge you, no matter where you're at and no matter your status in life today, to start to view people today as daughters and sons of God, your equals in every way, and that we are here to lift one another up, to help each other get through life as life is challenging. Thank you for your continued listening to my podcast. Thank you for your continued support. And I hope that you find in listening to my stories and in my personal life and the principles I teach, I hope you find peace. And I hope that you will share my podcast with others. And please leave comments. Thank you so much. And have a great day. I love quotes and poetry, and I always want to end every segment with either a quote or a poem. And today's quote goes as follows. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. That's by Marianne Williamson. Have a great day.